so let's get started. So I think last week we started discussing some inyanim relating to Shabbos, relating to Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, and then last night I had the opportunity to give a shiur in the Young Israel of Woodmere Zoom, and also I gave a shiur relating to Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, but there were certain things that I didn't get to. So I think I want to talk about today, we know that there is a minhag that's quoted in the Ramah, that if a woman forgets to light Neros Shabbos, that she has to light an extra candle for the rest of her life. So today I want to talk about maybe the exceptions to that minhag, when that would not apply, and that one of those exceptions potentially might be any time bizman hazeh, because we all have electric lights. So let's talk about five potential exceptions. Exception number one, the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph that the Prima Gadim says that not only does a woman who has entirely forgotten to light Neros have to light an extra candle for the rest of her life, but even if she lights one less candle than she's accustomed to lighting, she would still have to light an extra candle for the rest of her life. So if every Shabbos she lights two candles, and this Shabbos she only lit one candle, so for the rest of her life she's going to have to light an extra candle. She's going to have to light three candles. The Bir Halacha himself comments, V'lo nihira, t'kol zeh hurak minag, v'avad lo lo sevela. Nah, this is only a minag. We wouldn't be so machmir when it comes to a minag. What the Bir Halacha is telling us is that our general mahalich, when it comes to this issue of lighting an extra candle, should be one of being more makel, of being more lenient, because the whole thing is only a minag. It's a minag that the Rama and Darkei Moshe was not even so convinced was an appropriate minag. So we don't add any more situations other than the case where the minhag itself was. In the Tshuva Shraga HaMeir, Chelik Bey, Simon Nuntes, he says, Eino chinami, al-lechadchila kibla hadlik od ner lekol yeled, ve'en l'shanos b'masha darka lahadlik tavikumo nedar lahadlik schum lekol yeled. Mikol makom lo kibla adayta dachim tishkach. Meaning, let's say you have a woman who lights, she has five children, she lights seven candles, she added a candle for each child. Do you think she had in mind that if she were to forget that she wants to light eight candles? No, meikra did. That if she were to light one less, that she wants to light eight candles, the whole thing of lighting any more than two is purely based on minhag. So certainly, if she normally lights seven, and one Shabbos she lights six, certainly she would not have any. She would not have any requirement to add beyond that. A second potential exception, Magen Avraham writes in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Katan Gimel, that if a woman forgot several times, so she has to add a new candle each time, because it's meant to be a hecker that she should be careful Mikanu La'aba with Kavod Shabbos. And then the Magen Avraham says, Mehai Taim Manira Li Dim Nen Savalo Adlika Kagon Chaisa Bebesa Asura Mechiyot Ziba Ein Sarich Lahosif. That if the reason that she didn't light was that there was some sort of onus, she was in jail, she was in the hospital, something like that, then she does not have to light an extra candle. The Machsa Shekel explains, the Magen Avraham, he says that had it not been for the explanation of the Bach, that it's Mishum Hekera, the Magen Avraham would not have arrived at this conclusion. To believe Divrei Abacha, Ya'ola Aladas, Atam Shetarach Lahosif Ner, I would have thought that the reason you have to light an extra candle is as a kapara, as an atonement for not having lit Shabbos candles that week. But that's why the Magen Avraham is highlighting, no, it's not because of kapara, it's a knas, it's a penalty for having failed to do something. So when it comes to an onas, a situation where it was beyond her control, so then she didn't have any failing in the matter, and therefore it doesn't make any sense to make a knas. However, the Ramah Dafka, when he talks about lighting the extra candle, talks about a situation where she forgot. So it is a little bit odd that the Magen Avraham says that if there's an onus, she does not have to light another candle. Yet, if she forgot, she does have to light another candle. The reason that that's a little bit odd is because in a totally different context, in the halachos of Tfilas Tashlumin, in Simen Kuf Ches, in Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person didn't daven during the zman to daven, mipnei shesavar shadayin yishar lo zman achashi yigmar oso esek, Shu Masasik Bo, because he was relying on the possibility that he'll have what to he'll have more time after he's finished doing whatever he's doing. You know, he's watching the football game. I'm sure it won't be Shkia yet when the football game is over. And then it went into overtime and he forgot and he missed out on davening. Ubein kach v'kach over lo asha chashuv manusin v'yesh lahem tashlumin. That's considered an anus, and there's tashlumin for that. You could still daven the tefillas tashlumin. And says the Magen Avraham on the spot, d'shicha mikriones. Forgetting is called ones. So in that context, the Magen Avraham specifically says that ones and forgetting are the same thing. And yet over here in this context, we say that if a woman forgets, she's got to light an extra candle. But if it's ones, then she doesn't have to light an extra candle. And what you have to say is that specifically when it comes to this knas of Hadlakas Neiros, the whole purpose of the knas is that she was somewhat mizalzel in the mitzvah. So it's not dependent on the technical definition of ones versus shechicha, or whether ones and shechicha are the same. It's not about a technicality. It's about an honest assessment. Was there a zilzal in the mitzvah? Was this person not as careful as they should have been about the mitzvah? And in this case, if she forgot, then she was not as careful as she should have been. But if she was in the hospital, she was every bit as careful as she should have been, and therefore this knas is not going to apply. A third possible exception, in Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Kovitz Halachos, Perek Zayin, footnote Chavav, says that if a woman is a guest at someone else's home, so common practice is that when a woman is a guest at someone else's home, the host sets up some candles for the guest to light. What if she forgets to light those candles? So Shmuel Kamenetsky says, well, the whole idea that she lights when she's a guest at someone else's home is only a chumrah to begin with. It is not really necessary. Each house has to have light in the house, so someone needs to be taking care of that. But you don't need every single person who's staying in that house to light candles, and as a result of that, Shmuel Kamenetsky thinks this is another exception. She would not have to light an extra candle for the rest of her life if she forgot in that circumstance. A fourth exception, Mishra Brura writes, in the name of the Elia Rabba, that if it's an Isha Aniya, if the woman is very poor and she can't afford so many extra candles, then we should be makel, and the best thing to do is just add a little bit more oil to the candles on Erev Shabbos and not to light an extra candle, because that's going to be too much for the person. That is the fourth exception. Then there's one final exception, or potential exception. There is a machlokas aposkim. Now that we have electric lights in the room, a woman who forgets to light Nero Shabbos, we still have this kenas that she has to light this extra candle. In the Chuvas Avni Yashbin, Chelik Aleph Simin Nun Hei Anaf Avav, he quotes a Gaon Echad, referring to Rav Eliyashiv Zichrono Livracha, that if there was Or HaChashmal Doluk, if the lights were on, even though she didn't light candles, there's no knas, because end of the day there was light in the room. And then he says that maybe that's not so, that maybe this should be included in the knas because she didn't do what she was supposed to do. She didn't do her chiyuv of lighting candles. And the Chut Shani, Rav Nissim Karelitz, in Chelek Dalet, Perek Pei Gimel, Siv Katan Gimel, says that if a woman lit the electric lights, Bekavana, Mifureshas, Lekavet Shabbos, then even if she forgot to light the candles, then we could be Mekel. Meaning, he takes like a middle ground approach, that it all depends on how those electric lights got lit. If they were lit as an overt act of Kavod Shabbos, they were lit as Shabbos candles, good, then they count. But if it was not lit for that purpose, then she's going to be penalized and she's going to have to light the extra candles. The Rav Vosner in Shevet Alevi in Chelkei Siman Lamed Gimel says that it's very hard to answer shailas like this because there's no source in the Rishonim, but he says, I think it is called shechicha. I think this is called forgetting, because at the end of the day, she didn't do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. Even though you do have light in the room, he says, yeah, but that's not the only thing Hadlakas Neiros accomplishes, both from the perspective of actually doing an action before Shabbos, L'kavod Shabbos, and also the ambiance and the mood that's created by lighting Shabbos candles. It creates a Shabbostic atmosphere. That's why Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Tshuva that he thinks that that one may recite a bracha on Neros Shabbos, even if they're not turning on the electric light in the room, and even if the room is fully lit, because there is something to lighting Shabbos candles. Rav Schachter holds not that way. Rav Schachter holds if the light in the room is lit and you didn't do that, then you can't say a bracha. You're lighting in a hotel that's perfectly lit up and you're going to light candles? What are you doing? You're not accomplishing anything. Shraga b'tia, ramai ahani. But Rav Asher Weiss says, no, I'll tell you, yes, ahani, it does help. It helps in creating a certain sense of an ambiance in the room that's clearly there, l'kavod Shabbos. The chashmal is lit all week, but something that's clearly there, l'kavod Shabbos, has its own value. And that's what the Tzitz Eliezer writes in Chelek Chaf Aleph, Simen Yer Aleph as well, that there's a certain chush of kavod v'onek Shabbos that's missing when there are no candles that are lit. What is the yisod of this machlokas? What is the basis of this machlokas? Whether when the electric light is lit in the room and the woman forgets, whether we should make this kenas? So the yisod of the machlokas is probably about what the minag really is about this extra candle. Is it a function of the bittul mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, or is it a function of the resulting lack of shalom bayis? If it's about the bittul mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, well, the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos is accomplished by taking an action on erev Shabbos, a maisa of hadlakas haner. But if it's not about the, and therefore this woman didn't do an action of kavod Shabbos on erev Shabbos of hadlakas haner, and therefore she would have to light an extra candle. But if it's about the resulting loss of shalom bayis, because as Rashi writes in many places in Perek Bava Madlikin, that in the dark people are tripping all over each other and they're not happy at all, and it ruins the shalom bayis. Well, over here the shalom bayis was not ruined at all, because they do have plenty of light that they're able to live with. So l'chora, it's totally in that basic chakira about what this knas was meant to address. Now the Magen Avraham does say pretty explicitly that the knas is meant to be a hek, that she should be careful mikanu laba in kavod Shabbos. So he dafka says about being careful in kavod Shabbos, not about shalom bayis. It could be that it's subject to a machlokas rishonim. Tosos and Shabbos Tav Chafei Amud Beis writes that according to one daya, if there were candles already lit, she does not have to extinguish them and light them again. Nor does she have to light other candles. According to that daya in Tosos, there is no doubt that if the electric lights are lit, l'chora, there's nothing else that needs to be done, and certainly we wouldn't make a knas. Then Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says that even if you have candles that are already lit, you have to extinguish them and relight them. Within Rabbeinu Tam, we can have debate. Within Rabbeinu Tam, yes, you have to relight them, but what if you didn't? Do we make a knas in a case where you didn't go ahead and relight them? So that's just a little bit about the exceptions to this knas that's quoted in the Ramah, that's quoted in the Darkei Moshe and in the Ramah, about a woman lighting an extra candle for the rest of her life. Bezrat Hashem, I'll see everybody again on Wednesday. Have a great day.